This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America, across the Caribbean as well, and around the world at the speed of the Internet. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital room, and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody else that's working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing, everybody else, thank you very, very, very much for the job you're doing keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And we are joined by Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to read the headline as it says here from Fox News. It says, Navy pilots demand more be armed on bases in letter to lawmakers and military brass. And it talks about dozens of U.S. Navy pilots have written a letter demanding Capitol Hill lawmakers and top military brass allow more pilots to carry arms on bases.
That'd be right.
All right, and it also says they want those standing watch, that would be the shore patrol, at flight schools across the country to be armed in the wake of the deadly shooting at the Naval Air Station, Pensacola. Now, you told me it's a little bit more than just a demand.
Well, what's happening here is the instructors are, the word I got in a text message was have revolted. That might be a little extreme, but they say they've kind of laid down the gauntlet, the instructors have, and they say they're unwilling to train unless two things happen. One is that they're armed and that there are QRF teams to be replaced 24/7. Now, what's particularly interesting is we would necessarily have to look at our military bases across the world. Mm-hmm. I believe, and I could be wrong, I believe that our military personnel at foreign bases, especially in hostile areas,
are armed.
Correct.
Yep, you bet. Pilots especially, they wear their sidearms. Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know that there's a lot of distinction between those bases in hostile areas and our own bases when we have foreign people here of unknown quantity.
Yeah. No.
So we've invited this nonsense.
Now, wait till you hear this. Before this happened at Pensacola, the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, had come out and said that he wanted to drastically expand the foreign military training program, despite the fallout that's now coming from the deadly shooting at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, look, you know, expand, but from what countries? You know, I mean, from Germany, from France, mm-hmm. You know, from South Korea. I mean, it really kind of depends upon from what country. I mean, we can bring in more here so we can relieve ourselves from having to be at all these places. But on the other hand, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to expand and take the 850, you know, that are here from countries like Saudi Arabia and make that number 3,000. I mean, we don't know what that looks like when he says expand. So we have to kind of go slow.
Now, it's fair to assume that our next major adversary is not going to be whom some people have said. It's going to, in fact, be China, because China's activities in territory it claims in the South China Sea are meant to intimidate other nations in the region. That came from the Pacific Fleet's four-star, who warned about Chinese intimidation.
Well, it goes way beyond just the South China Sea and the contested islands. I mean, it goes way beyond that. China has a huge footprint in Africa. It's got a huge footprint in Latin America. Their kind of threat to us militarily is not in a ground force condition, although they do have a larger ground force than we do. Theirs would be much more on, you know, the heavier advanced weapons platforms, much more.
And what's going on with the ships? They seem to be building a whole bunch of ships a lot faster than we are.
They are. They can do whatever they want. We are controlled by Congress.
Yeah, because I saw a picture, and I saw their... I saw their ships, and there must have been a dozen ships at a shipbuilding place there in China.
Yep, they can do what they want. And furthermore, they got cheap labor, you know. So they can do what they want. We, on the other hand, you know, we have to take so much of our money and put it into social programs, which China is not doing, by the way.
Mm. Now, we heard about the Afghanistan papers, correct?
The Inspector General's report?
Yeah, well, the Pentagon is pretty much brushing aside that big bombshell from last week. They're just moving full speed ahead with whatever it is they're doing. They haven't said much of anything, really, anyone in the Pentagon.
Well, the bell is rung. The money is spent. Mm-hmm. So necessarily what you have to do is just look at the recommendations that was made by the Inspector General, mm-hmm. which is really what all Inspector General's reports are about,
mm-hmm.
or with notwithstanding. So... I mean, you know, it's being compared to the Pentagon Papers, the one on Afghanistan.
All right. Hold that thought.
Yeah,
we'll be
sure
right,
it is.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, will be right back with me. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. How about giving the gift of protection to somebody at Christmas time, one of your loved ones or one of your friends? Because let me tell you something. They know at the USCCA that for just a few dollars a month, their members are provided with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense because they know the legal system doesn't always get it right when you have to defend yourself. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. But not only do their members have the peace of mind of knowing they're protected against crushing legal fees, they also get exclusive world-class training. So you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side. Go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link on the right tab. First thing you'll see when the window opens up is you will see the free gun a day giveaway. So sign up for that, and then after you do that, take a look at the three levels of membership and consider becoming a member, because it will definitely give you $474 worth of free stuff for doing so, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. Now, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Today we're going to be voting in Congress on a $1.4 trillion budget, and then tomorrow the big deal is the impeachment vote, correct?
I think that's right.
So, we know that the Democrats have pretty much fallen in line, with the exception of a handful, maybe four, maybe five, maybe six is my understanding. Is that yours too?
Yeah, so far. I think some of this is hyperbole. but, yeah, we shall see. I mean, you know, it's gonna, if they put it to the House vote, it's gonna pass the House. Okay, so, the big thing then is what are going to be all the procedures in the Senate. And, that is really being worked out in a big, huge way, including Schumer's letter to Mitch McConnell calling for 4 witnesses already.
Yeah, now there's something else about all of this which is really kind of wild. In checking the impeachment report from Jerry Nadler's committee, the impeachment report cites some debunked Russian collusion theories. How did that get in there?
I don't know. But, you know, I would also say the Democrats are already looking at a second impeachment because they know the first one's going to fail because it's not going to pass the Senate.
Oh, yeah. And
so now now they're looking at a second one for obstructions.
On the Mueller investigation. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yep. Because...
So, this is the moral of this story is that they're not going to stop. Now, I understand Lindsey Graham's position that he wants to first do a motion to dismiss. If that fails, and it will, then he wants to go to an acquittal. I understand that, too. He wants this over with as fast as possible. He wants to end. He's absolutely committed to end this national nightmare. Mm-hmm. I understand that thinking. However, based on what we just said, if the first impeachment fails, if they're going to go for a second impeachment, that tells you that these people are not going to stop unless we force them to stop. The only way I think that you can force them to stop is to have a full-blown Senate trial. We don't want it because it would last about, you know, 3 months leading into 2020. But at this point, you know, how do we stop them? Because if Trump, as Trump gets reelected, do you think that the next 4 years will look like the last 4? The answer to that's yes.
Not if we take the majority. If we take over the majority, the Democrats in the House of Representatives, if we get that majority back in the House, they are dead in the water again.
Well, but you're basing on an if.
But I'm basing it on what I'm hearing from the people that keep talking to me from both sides of the aisle. And by the way, the new polling numbers that are out there, some of them that are very surprising, all of a sudden Donald Trump is leading in some of the Democratic polls that are out there, beating all the Democratic candidates. And nobody's telling you about that, but I happen to know about it.
Well, look, we've got Horowitz, who is coming back and delivering a testimony, another hearing tomorrow as well. So for the sake of your listeners, we've got an awful lot going on, and I know that it's Christmas, and I know there's parties, and I know there's gifts, and I know there's all these things, but you better keep your phone close just to, you know, stay attached to these things, because while we're trying to live our lives out here, the chaos is still in Washington, D.C. that will affect everybody come January.
Well, let's take a call from our favorite caller, questioner, that is. Here he is, Barefoot Backgammon Bob. What's up there, sir?
I'm running through the woods barefoot.
I hear
anyway,
you. What's up?
Anyway, I think that we ought to go ahead and have the trial in the Senate on the first one. If they try and impeach, the object is to show them how frivolous this whole thing is. Let them have their shot at a trial. Prove it as being weak. Then after that, just shut them down each time if they bring it again. And that way, when we do shut them down, then we'll have the public opinion's basis of, we've shut this down. We've already proven these things are bad. The second thing I want to ask about is this, is how is the wall coming along? I saw in the news where they had some more funding in the thing for the wall.
$400 million.
I was,
mm-hmm. All right.
So I just want to know how that was coming along.
All
anyway.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay. Well, there's $400 million that's been granted to a contractor who actually went on Fox News and actually arbitrated.
Yeah, that's already done. That's already done. What the military spending bill that you're talking about being voted on today has $1.4 billion in it. Now, we'll see where that vote goes because, I mean, the Democrats do not want to give him that that win on the $1.4 billion.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. Okay, I've got a lot of people asking me, what do you mean there's going to be second impeachment? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, understand something. The Congress of the United States operates under a total different set of rules or regulations of what you and I do. If I get charged with something and I get acquitted of something, they cannot bring the same charge against me again because it's called double jeopardy. In the House.
No, wait. That's only in a murder charge.
All right, well, I know people that have been charged of burglaries, and they've been charged again in the same fashion.
That can happen.
Yeah.
Now, what's going to look, when this moves over to the Senate, okay, they're determining the rules right now, and the Democrats are already calling for Mitch McConnell to recuse himself, because Mitch McConnell has been coordinating with the Department of Justice and the White House lawyers. Because he's been coordinating with the White House lawyers, the Democrats are calling for Mitch McConnell to remove himself. So do you see, this is getting, it's going to get nastier. But the first thing they're going to try and do is a motion to dismiss,
yep,
saying that Nadler's 650-page cockamamie report doesn't do anything. There's no fact witnesses in there, including the only one that they thought that they had was Sondland.
Yeah.
And again,
this is what I know about that. Nadler's impeachment report cites debunked Russian collusion charges, and he's accused the president of crimes not even included in the impeachment articles.
Well, I mean, that's how they're building their case, because the impeachment articles are just kind of a title, and they have to put in the what they're alleging is evidences to back up each of their articles or their charges. I mean, the articles of impeachment, there's two, are really charges.
Yep,
okay?
and they can just keep going over and over and over. And they can do this as many times as they want to, because there is no double jeopardy when it comes to impeachment.
No.
No, they can just go over and over again. Yeah, mm-hmm.
So,
and that's wrong.
I mean, they've already said that they will absolutely look, if Trump is reelected, they will actually look at another whole round of impeachment,
mm-hmm,
which is why I say, and back then Bob agrees, and a lot of people, I kind of ran a little minor poll on Facebook, which is it? Do we go for an acquittal and shut this thing down, or do we go for a full-blown operation? And they're really all pretty much saying, let's go for the full thing.
All right, got to run. Here comes the music. But we'll talk again tomorrow about this, because it's not going away. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check her out. But we, the people, need to show up at the polls and vote these bums out of office, make them minority again, and let them sit there and sweat. Vote Maxine Waters out. Vote Charlene Schumer out. Vote these clowns out that are creating this problem, including Nadler. I'll be right back.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hong Kong riot police fired tear gas at thousands of protesters, many wearing masks and reindeer horns, after scuffles in shopping malls in a prime tourist district as anti-government rallies escalated into chaos on Christmas Eve. Protesters inside the building had thrown a number of objects at police, who responded by beating demonstrators with batons, at one point firing guns into the crowd, but not at the people. Police fired tear gas to disperse the protesters who had occupied the main roads outside the malls. Many Hong Kong residents are angry at what they see as Beijing's meddling in the freedoms promised to the former British colony when it returned to the Chinese in 1997. China denies interfering and says it's committed to the one country, two systems formulas put into place at that time, and has blamed foreign forces for starting the unrest. Merry Christmas from the entire team at USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all United States.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. The other one here in Clearwater, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And remember, you in 14 short months can be well on your way to a high-paying and demand job. Here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know at National Aviation Academy that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More people have chosen to go to the technical or vocational schools to learn a trade that they believe they're going to come out and jump right in and have a good trade, and away they go with a good job. But what they don't know is that in most cases it will not pay them as much as they think they're going to get, because a lot of these jobs are union, in the trade unions, and you're going to start out as an apprentice or you're going to start out as an 80%er, so you're not going to get the big money that you think you're going to get. Now, that being said, how would you like to start out as a certified aviation maintenance tech, making a minimum of $50,000 to $60,000 a year with the opportunity to make a whole heck of a lot more just by applying your own God-given ability? Well, it can happen. It can happen. Now, the way you find out about that is go to the website for the National Aviation Academy. That would be naa.edu, naa.edu. And then schedule a tour at one of their two locations, either the one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Take the tour. Find out what they're all about. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And again, when you get a hold of them, ask to take the tour. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to wind up getting the white gloves treatment, and I guarantee you, you're going to like that for sure, because they know how to take care of the students and the visitors that they have there. So there you go. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Now, almost half of the officers in the Army with the first Army talent alignment process marketplace, which closed recently on December the 6th, matched more than 6,500 of the nearly 14,500 officers to their first job choice in a preliminary match process. How about that? That's not too bad for the first time go around with a brand new program like that with the Army. So there you go. And also, 34 years ago, the deadliest single event in the history of the 101st Airborne Division claimed the lives of 248 soldiers. And a memorial to that most devastating loss in history of the 101st has now been relocated. They've moved it from where it was to a new place. I'm not sure where they moved it to, but I know where it used to be. Now, the U.S. Army has made permanent a classified aviation mission over Washington and disclosed that it's aimed at responding to a terrorist attack or a natural disaster. Now, these are secret flights by the U.S. Army. It's called an enduring mission now. That's all we know. We don't know what kind of aircraft they're using. One would have to assume it'd be helicopters and maybe fixed wing too. But if you see aircraft flying over D.C., daytime, nighttime, whatever, that could be what you're looking at. By the way, the Navy fired the leader of a California-based explosives ordnance disposal unit, citing a loss of confidence in his ability to command. Now, this happens once in a while on a ship. I got to say, this is one of the rare occurrences I've heard it happen with one of the EOD unit commanders, because those guys are usually pretty doggone sharp. And a Navy commander has come out and said that the motive is unknown for the Pearl Harbor shooting that left two civilian workers and the attacker dead. Remember that a few weeks ago? And 4 months after receiving a $10,630 bill from the Naval Hospital Beaufort, which is in South Carolina, for the 12 years of prescription she's gotten there, and being told she had 1 month to pay the whole amount, St. Helena Island native Kalita Singleton found a much different letter in her mailbox on December the 3rd when she won her dispute with the Navy over this prescription bill. Boy, I would certainly hope so. Wow. Holy smokes. Strange things are happening and things going on. By the way, for the past several years, the Air Force has been working on a new system of fitness tests for airmen in physically demanding jobs tailored specially for each career field. And now, the new job-specific PT standards are on the way for the Air Force, depending on what your MOS is. And the U.S. Air Force is saying that they need more tankers. With no end in sight to the demand on a tanker fleet, the U.S. Air Force is actively seeking agreements with defense contractors for aerial refueling services because they don't have enough tankers to get the job done. And also, Matthew Donovan will assume a new role as acting Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness following the resignation of Jimmy Stewart. On December 13th, Defense Secretary Mark Esper announced he will be the new acting Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness. By the way, more than 100 buildings will have to be evacuated for at least 4 hours this coming Sunday at Camp Kinzer in Okinawa, Japan, for the removal of an unexploded World War II-era bomb that was found in recent construction going on the base. Wow. Double wow. Now, Nebraska is very proud of their military, as well as every state should be, and their National Guard in particular. And the Nebraska National Guard's top leader traveled to Africa this week and signed a partnership agreement to share training and knowledge with the Defense Forces of Rwanda, which is currently where the Nebraska Guard is assigned. And contrary to public assumptions, increased combat operations do not lead to more military suicides and may actually result in fewer troops engaging in self-harm, according to a new analysis of the historic Defense Department data, which was released over the weekend. We'll see what happens. And a whistleblower at the Department of Veterans Affairs spurred an investigation that found hundreds of millions of dollars in improper travel claims and deeply flawed system is being used by veterans who seek care outside the VA, according to an internal VA investigation that was made public by the Office of Special Counsel. Because slow VA payments have left many veterans facing collection agencies because of not being able to pay their bills, and that's a shame. Should not be happening. Should not be happening. By the way, 75 years ago, Battle of the Bulge, my dad was there, came out with the 82nd Airborne. They latched on to the Third Army, and away they went all the way to Germany with George S. Patton. I know a lot of people that have got relatives that have been there and are aware of the Battle of the Bulge and what that means. And the BAE Systems and Land Armaments received a $249.2 million modification contract to modify the self-propelled howitzers for the U.S. Army. That's a big deal. We'll see how that all works out. All right, in the meantime, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. Good morning, America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by the hidden gem in Bradenton known as Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm retail store. Now, they're open Monday through Saturday. You can get a great lunch there, a great brunch there, a great afternoon snack there, whatever. They've got fantastic sandwiches. Everything is homemade there, the bread, and they've got the ice cream there, the orange swirl ice cream. And don't forget that you can also get soup when it gets cold. They've got chili. They've got salads. I mean, they've got quite a little menu there that you're going to like. And, of course, their specialty is their renowned Cuban sandwich and Grandma's pot roast, slow-cooked, piled high, and covered in Swiss cheese. And don't forget, they've got their applewood bacon there stacked high in a BLT, one of the best BLTs I've ever had. And then there's the amazing Superman. Don't forget that one either. So there you go. Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located inside Mixon's Fruit Farm. The retail store at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. And oh, by the way, did I tell you they're in the Florida tourist guide too? Well, they are. All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. Now, I've had several people call me, and I talked about this yesterday, the driver's licenses for the illegals up in New York. Now, supposedly, and I use the word supposedly, they're going to get a license. They're going to have to be able to speak a fair amount of English, tell what the signs mean, and pass a driving test, I do believe. Am I right so far?
Yes.
Okay, now, let's take it one step further. In California, their licenses are tagged with A for alien, okay? What are they going to do in New York to tag it so that if they get pulled over, if they go to register to vote, how is that going to work?
Well, I don't know how they're going to exactly handle it when it comes to registration. Usually, when you go to register, you have to go to your local community. You have to show a few forms of ID and actually prove that you're an actual resident. I'm sure they're going to have to put something on the ID to help prevent that from happening, but who knows? Because I think it's probably a step in the direction that they want. Now, the logic behind saying, okay, we're going to let illegals have driver's licenses is that they don't want people driving around without having insurance, and they think that they give them a license, and they'll grab insurance. I don't necessarily think that that's going to be the case. I think it's ridiculous.
Look at Miami.
I don't think people are going to get insurance. Oh, Florida, that's why it's the whole no-fault down there. I mean, it's why it's that issue. And that's why they went in that direction. So what they do up here in New York, who knows? They got a lot of crazy people controlling the various different, government agencies. In particular, Albany, New York, that's how politics works up there, and it's very much skewed to the left.
Now, President Trump understands that he's president of the United States, not the world. And the Democrats, of course, closing out 2019, are obsessed with one thing and one thing only, impeachment. Meanwhile, the president is securing a series of wins for the America First agenda on multiple fronts when it comes to trade. USMCA, a significant rewrite of the nation's largest trade deal. What do you think of that?
Well, listen, the USMCA, we're going to see how that works out. Hopefully, we're going to continue to see growth with that. My big hope is that we can get somewhere a little much further, again, with the Chinese. On the deal there so we can get some intellectual property rights protections. But so far, I mean, the things that the Chinese are saying when it comes to the phase one part of the deal seem to be the right things. So, hopefully if we can get that through, we can move further from there. But again, I mentioned this, I caution everybody when it comes to the Chinese trade deal because, they've done some tricky stuff in the past. And I wouldn't be surprised that tariffs don't go back on if they don't follow through on their commitments.
Well, I was just going to ask you about that because I've been watching the futures and everything was in the green until about 20 minutes ago, and now all of a sudden there's some red starting to show up when you talk about the Dow futures down 25, NASDAQ futures up 1.50, and Standard & Poor futures down 1.88. I know it's early. I know the futures usually don't mean anything, but it kind of shows that there's a little bit of a hesitant investor there on the market. What do you think?
Well, it's just another day, Matt. And, some days it rains, some days it doesn't. And, there's some talk today about Brexit and Boris Johnson. The markets right now, and I explain this in my show, they're driven by algorithms and computers. So if certain stories actually come out, there's actually computer programs, if they deem the story to be negative for the markets or the stocks, computer programs automatically kick in and sell orders come in, or the opposite, vice versa, buy orders come in. It's algorithmic trading, and there's nothing you can really do about it. I mean, it is what it is. It's the terrain. It's the way the markets work today. Whereas you'll see a story come out, and it might be a negative story. The stock will get hit. You're like, well, that's not that big of a deal. Well, you know what? It'll make it up on a different time. But try to stand in the way of these algorithms is a very difficult thing to do, and I wouldn't recommend it. So you've got to be really cool. You've got to be a cool customer when you're an investor.
Now, you knew when you lived in New York State, and well, you're still in New York State, but when you lived up in Syracuse, you knew that Canada charged a whole bunch of high tariffs on the U.S. when it came to our milk, right? You knew that.
That was a while ago.
No. They did. This has now changed under the USMCA because U.S. farmers will now be able to sell more Class 7 dairy products to Canada, everything from milk powder to ice cream, because the USMCA also allows more sales of U.S. eggs and turkeys to Canada.
Well, listen, the dairy farmers are getting crushed here in the United States. And, you know, the reason being is just simply people aren't drinking as much milk anymore. Various different, you know, diets that are out there don't have people, consuming milk and dairy in the same way that they had in the past. We also, believe it or not, we have a massive stockpile of cheese. The massive amounts that it's almost like, yeah, we talk about the strategic oil reserve. We have like a strategic cheese reserve. There's so much that has been stockpiled. So hopefully this will help out the dairy farmers a little bit.
Well, I know a cold storage in Syracuse, New York, that all of their spare storage rooms are stocked with cheese from Kraft, the cheese plants that make it in upstate New York, and they have no more room to put it. And now they're taking it from upstate New York instead of bringing it down to Syracuse. They're now taking it down far as south as Pennsylvania to available storage down there because of what you just said.
Yeah, people's tastes have changed, and, you know, the largest dairy farm is, a big ag type of a dairy production, declare bankruptcy as of late. You remember the old Got Milk campaign where the dairy industry is trying to convince people to drink milk? I haven't seen that in a while, and I don't know if it works anymore because, most of the diets today that people are on are telling them, to really cut down on the dairy.
Yeah, well, there goes the milkshakes, right?
The milk's fine. It's just the sugar in that one will kind of get to you.
Although, now wait a minute. Let me stop for a second. Culver's has got some great custard shakes.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But I'm like the same way. I eat a lot of cheese, but I don't consume milk. I never have any milk. So it's the way I have dairy is through cheese and whatnot. So.
So you're taking calcium pills. All right.
Get it for the milk.
How about wrapping things up with the bank stocks? Because Gerald Cassidy, who's the managing director at RBC Capital Markets, reportedly is predicting the rally in bank stocks should continue into 2020 because of a strong economic backdrop.
Well, what banks really need is they need interest rates to come up a little bit. Then they have more of a margin to make on their lending. But they're awash in cash, and this is not only just good for banks, it's also good for businesses out there that need to access capital and have to want to borrow money to expand whatever it may be. So that's a little bit good for the banks. It's actually good for also the people out there that want to borrow money. That's a good sign.
What's your weather like today right now?
Crappy with crappy coming out all day. Rain and cold.
Okay, because there's snow around you, but you're not in it, I don't think.
No, we've had snow a couple times here. You get 4 or 5 inches, and it's there for 24 hours, and it's gone.
All right, here comes the music. I'll let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, catch me tonight over at Mugg's Sports Bar and Grill, the Tampa Trump Club. We're expecting 200 to 250 people there. Going to be a big crowd. Trevor Loudon's the speaker. I'll be right there by the door. I got my little table set up, and I'll have a special guest with me. You got to stop by to find out who that special guest is going to be. And I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.